So, just to remind you, it's a long time since we were in Bereshit. We did a few topics in Bereshit in Parashat Vayera. We are basically discussing Abraham and Sarah and their life. And what we did last was Sodom and the fact that Mashiach's roots were in Sodom. And then we did Ishmael and his role all along history, and specifically in our time. What we want to do is most probably two more classes or three more classes about Abraham and Sarah, and then we'll go further. What I want to do today, we are in Parashat Vayera, to start with Parashat Vayera, but to take a broader look at something typical to the life of Abraham that obviously applies to us as well. So if you look at Parashat Vayera, the very beginning, it starts with the words, Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei Mamre. It's not the first time that we have this expression referring to Abraham. If you look at Parashat Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Bet, Posuk Zayin, we have the same expression, Vayar Hashem el Avram, meaning Abraham had a revelation, Hashem appeared to him. But there is a difference between Lech Lecha and between Vayera. While in Lech Lecha it's written, Vayera Hashem el Avram Vayomer, and he said something. In Vayera, nothing after. Vayera Hashem el Avram, Hashem appeared to Avram, and nothing after. Then we go into the story, excuse me. Wait a moment. Hashem knew him before. It's not the first and not the second time. He spoke many times in between. Okay, but still, it's written, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Hashem spoke to Avram, and nothing written after. That's how the parasha starts. If you look at the end of Parashat Vayera, the very end, after Akedat Yitzchak, almost the very end, the end of Akedat Yitzchak, in Perek Kafbet Posuk Yudalet, Avram calls the name of the place, calls a name to the place where the Akedah took place, that we know is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So Avram calls the place, Vayikra Avraham, Shem HaMakom Ahu, Hashem Ir'e. Hashem calls the place, Avraham calls the place, Hashem Ir'e, Hashem will see. And it continues, Asher Ya'amer Hayom, and it will be said today, Behar Hashem Yera'e. In the mountain of Hashem, he will be seen. So we have Ir'e and Yera'e. He will see, he will be seen in the last part of the story of Akedat Yitzchak. So it's like a framework to the parsha. Right? It starts with Hashem appearing to Abraham, and it ends with this concept. And it's like a framework to whatever is going on in the parsha. But it's not the beginning of this story of Hashem revealing himself to Avram. As we saw, it appears already in Lech Lecha. And I want to look today into this concept of Hashem revealing himself to Avram, Avram seeing, Avram sees. What is it all about? And as we'll see, it's fundamental, and it's really defining who Avraham is and who we are. Okay, so let's go back as far as Adam HaRishon. Many times, in order to understand the concept, we have to go to the very, very beginning, understand what's doing from the very beginning, and then we get a different picture of what is it that we are talking about. Because it's a pattern. It's not something that is limited to this parsha. It's something that goes all through, in fact, till Matan Torah. And after as well, but the building of it is still Matan Torah. If you remember, in Chumash Shmot, when Moshe asks Hashem, why did you make the situation worse for the Jewish people? After I went to Paro. So Hashem speaks to Moshe, and in the beginning of Parashat Vayera, when he speaks to him, he tells him the following. It's Parashat Vayera, Chumash Shmot, Perek Vav Posuk Gimel. Hashem says, Vayera el Avraham, el Yitzchak vel Yaakov. And I revealed myself, I appeared in front of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. So we see that it's an ongoing thing. It's like telling Moshe, I did it to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Why is it written in Shmot is not our topic for today, but we see that it's an ongoing thing and we'll see many more examples today. So in order to understand this concept, I want to go back to the story of creation. And what I'm saying now is a Sfasemes, beautiful Sfasemes. If you look at Bereishis, we'll do a lot of going back and forth, so tell me if I'm too quick. Okay, we're doing it, but we are in Bereishis, at the end of Perek Aleph, where the creation of man is discussed. Okay, so we go to Posuk Kaf, here, Kaf Zion, thank you. Okay, Kaf Zion in Perek Aleph in Bereishis. It's the story of creation and of man. So the Torah tells us, ויברא אלוקים את האדם בצלמו, בצלם אלוקים ברא אותו, זכר ונקבה ברא אותם, השם created men. With some details about men. And then השם blessed them, that's the next posuk. And then השם tells them what they can eat and what they cannot eat. Okay? So that's the end of the story, and it ends with the words, ויהי כן, and it was so. Like in previous days, after Hashem creates, it's written Vayehichem. But there is something missing here that is written in all days and does not appear here. And this is Vayar Elokim Kitov. And Hashem saw that it was good. This is not written. And the question is obviously why. Now let's see what's written right after. Afterwards is written, Vayar Elokim et kol asher asa v'inei tov meod. Hashem looked at the creation of all 6 days together, and he said not only that it's good, but that it is very good. But no specific one to Adam. And then we have the other famous posuk, Vayere vayboker yom ha-shishi, vayechulu ha-shamayim ve-aretz ve-chol tzva'am. And it was night and it was day, the sixth day, and everything that Hashem created is done and finished. And right after, we have Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi'i Melachto Asher Asa. Hashem finished on the seventh day everything that is created. And it's a famous question. If everything was finished on Friday, on the sixth day, what was it that we are talking about when we say that Hashem finished his work on Shabbos? And there are famous answers. I won't go into all of them. I just want this for Semes for the purpose of the ideas that we want to develop today. So the Sfasemes says the following. If you look on Friday, man was not the only thing that was created. Look at Posuk Avdalet. Okay? Posuk Avdalet starts with the creation of animals. Vayomer Elokim Totze Aretz Nefesh Chaya Lemina. Let earth bring forth animals to its kind. And it ends in Posuk Avhei with the words Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. What means there is a kitov on Friday, but it's the kitov of the animals. Then there is a description of man without kitov. And then we are told everything is finished, and then we say, no, on the seventh day it was finished. Wait. If you have questions or remarks at the end, because we have only 1 hour, so we want to finish a topic. Okay, so I appreciate, but that's the framework of this class. Okay, so Hashem created the animals, they are kitov, ended, finished, men, no kitov, then all of creation is tov me'od, was finished on the sixth day, and then creation was finished on the seventh. How do we put all of it together? It doesn't seem to make sense. So this Sfasemes says as follows. Basically, the creation of the sixth day is the animals. Man belongs to Shabbos, to the seventh day. But the same way that the man did not fall on Shabbos, and the parts that belonged to Shabbos was given on Friday, the same way, because Hashem doesn't work on Shabbos, right, man was moved to a day before, right, to Friday, and he was created. Okay? And in a way, creation is finished. Man was a full being, even with Tzelem Elokim, as the Torah says. On the creation of Friday. So in a way, man is finished, but man is not fully finished. there is an ending act on Shabbos. Shabbos has a neshama yesera, has additional kedusha that men should be able to receive, and this was given on Shabbos. So, yes, in one way creation is finished on Friday, but it's not fully finished, and it also indicates to us that man belongs to Shabbos. Now, what's the meaning of it? That man belongs to Shabbos, but he was still created on the sixth day. Obviously, if man really belongs to Shabbos, he can be created then, right? It's not man keeping Shabbos or not. Hashem doing. Why is it in this way? Obviously, there is a depth to it. It's not just Shabbos, Hashem doesn't work, so he put him on Friday, right? The Sfasemes explains the following. Man is really a combination of two elements, body and soul. The physical creation belongs in the 6 days of the week, was created in the 6 days of the week. The soul of creation is really Shabbos. And being that man has a soul that is totally not like the animal's life force, he really belongs to Shabbos. But he has an element that belongs to the week too, right? Whatever was created on Friday. So by this virtue, by the fact that he has these two elements, man becomes the link between heaven and earth, between the physical and the spiritual. And this indicates his job. His job is really to bring all of creation to Hashem. That's the job of man. The creation is physical. It was created by Hashem. It was, so to speak, removed from godliness by the very fact that it has physicality. And it's the purpose of man to elevate it, to sanctify it, and to bring all of creation, including himself, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, beautiful mission, but as we know, in the first 2,000 years of creation, this was not the direction of mankind. From the sin of first man to Cain and Hevel, Dor Enosh, Dor HaFlaga, Dor HaMabul, the Tower of Babel, right? The whole 2,000 years, mankind went away from Hashem besides very few individuals. And the fact that mankind goes away from Hashem has ramifications. And I want to go through the ramifications, one of the ramifications for first men that were a result of the sin. And what I'm explaining today is mainly based on the Meshech Chochmah. And it's beautiful. He doesn't say it all together. He says different things in the Parsha. But when you pick up all the Hashkofe parts in his Parsha, in this Parsha, you basically get the broad picture. So he looks at after the Chet, the situation after the Chet, and Hashem speaking to Adam HaRishon. Okay? So let's see what's written there. Right after the Chet, it's Perek Gimel, Posuk Zayin. The Torah says, "Vatipakachna enei shneihem." The eyes of the two of them were opened up. Vayedu ki aromim hem. And they discovered that they were naked. And they made aprons for themselves. From leaves of a fig. Okay? What's the meaning? Their eyes became open and they realized that they are naked. Rashi says a blind person also knows that he is naked. Right? So what's the point here? So obviously it's not on the physical level, it's on the spiritual level. Without going into details, before the sin, Adam and Chava thought that if they eat from the tree of knowledge, their life spiritually will be enriched. It will give them more opportunity on the spiritual level. And after the sin, they understood that they lost. They didn't gain, they lost. Why? It's not our topic. We discussed it in the past many times. Okay? And then, in Posuk Chet, וישמעו, they heard, את כל השם אלוקים מתהלך בגן לרוח היום. They heard the voice of Hashem, like walking through, whatever it means, in the garden. And ויתחבא האדם ואשתו מפני השם אלוקים בתוך עץ הגן. And they hid themselves. among the trees. They did not feel comfortable in the presence of Hashem. What is always the case when we disobey somebody, right? When we disobey somebody, we feel uncomfortable in his presence. So the moment they heard the words of Hashem, the voice of Hashem, not even talking to them yet, just, so to speak, whatever it means, coming into the garden, they had to hide. They did not feel comfortable. And that's a description of the change of what was before the sin and after the sin. In the brachot, when the Torah tells us what will be our reality if we do the will of Hashem in the proper way, the peak of it is, ve'italachti betochachem, I'll walk in the midst of you. And Rashi says, like a person who walks with a friend, the same way that I walked with first man in Gan Eden. And you will not be overwhelmed by it. But obviously shows a level of comfort, right? A unity without conflict, without a feeling that we don't live up to what we are supposed to be. And that's the greatest of all blessings. Okay, so this was the reality of before the sin. But after the sin, man hears the voice of Hashem and he feels uncomfortable. The Meshech Chochma says, or Ner Simcha Kohen of Dvinsk says, that from here till Abraham, Hashem speaks to many. He speaks to first man, he speaks to his wife, he speaks to the Nachash, to Noach, and others. And in all those cases, we have Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said. The first time that we have the term Vayera is by Avraham. And this is an indication that Avraham came back to the level of first man before the sin. Because he feels comfortable in the presence of Hashem. Hashem appeared in front of him, he can take it. And if you look, it's not even the first time that Hashem speaks to Avraham. In the beginning of Yud Bet, in Posuk Aleph, the first time that we find that Hashem speaks to Avraham, it's written, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham. Hashem just speaks to Avraham. The second time in Posuk Zayin is Vayera Hashem el Avraham. Hashem first appeared to Avraham. And then, Vayomer, then he said to him something. What is two different things. Meaning Avraham had a revelation. He saw, to speak, quotes on quotes, saw Hashem. And then Hashem spoke to him. But did not take place from Adam HaRishon till Adam. Okay? Till Avraham, I'm sorry. And by Avraham also, not right away. What happens between the two times? Between the two times, Avraham is tested. He is told, go to the land of Israel. And he withstands the test, he overcomes the test, he leaves all of his past behind him and goes to the land of Israel. This makes him grow spiritually and be able to go to a next level of closeness to Hashem. And that's why first he has a revelation and then Hashem speaks to him. Now he can take it. Okay, that's how the Meshech Chochma explains. So what we see is that the greatness of Avraham is discussed in the Torah by telling us what he was able to see. Right? It's his way of looking at things, way of seeing things, that defines for us, one way, of course, that defines for us what Avraham was. And I want to go further with this idea and see what is it that Avraham gains in terms of the ability to see as he gets closer and closer to Hashem, then goes through more and more tests, develops inwardly, and what does it open in front of him? Even before the Vayera Hashem el Avraham, even before the revelation, if you look at the previous pasuk, the Torah tells us as follows, that Avraham came to the land of Canaan, and in Pasuk Vav it's written, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem. Avram came till the place of Shechem, ad Elon Moreh, till Elon Moreh. Now, if you look at the Pasuk, There are difficulties here. What is Shechem? How would you define Shechem? What is it? It's a city. Why is it written Ad Mekom Shechem and not Ad Shechem or Ad Ha'ir Shechem, till the city of Shechem? So Rashi picks up on it, of course, and Rashi says, Lehit Palel. Obviously, it creates right away the association with Vayefgaba Makom of Yaakov, that meant prayer, right? The concept of place, establishing a place for prayer, is part of the concept of tefillah. We are told, Mik shekovea makom latfila, whoever establishes a particular place for his prayers are answered, right? So makom and tefillah go together. So he came to pray, to daven. For whom? Al b'nei Yaakov sheyavou lilachem b'shechem. The children of Yaakov will come to fight after the story with Dinah in Shechem. And when Yaakov comes now, he comes first to Shechem in order to daven for them. And then Rashi continues. Avraham, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then we continue. Why would the Torah repeat and give us another name for Shechem? Shechem and Elon Moreh were never mentioned before. So telling us another name is not giving us a better understanding of what Shechem is all about. So why is it written? Says Rashi, Elon Moreh hi Shechem. It's a repetition. And why is it called Alon Moreh? He says, Er'au ar grizim ve'ar eval. He showed him the mountains of Grizim and Eval. Shesham kiblu Israel shvuat ha-Torah. Because there, the Jewish people accepted upon themselves the Torah with an oath, with a total commitment, even though it was given to them at that place with curses, not only blessings. Meaning, on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, as we know, the Jewish people were divided into six and six tribes. On each of these two mountains were six tribes. The Levim stood in the middle. They said blessings and curses that will come upon the Jewish people if they do or don't do the will of Hashem. And the whole nation said Amen. This was a commandment told to Moshe before the Jewish people even come to Eretz Israel to do so. And when Yeshua came with Tal Israel to Eretz Israel, he did it. So we refer now to Shechem as Elon Moreh, and we are told this is a hint. Why? Because the word Elon reminds us of Allah. Allah is a curse. That's what Sifsei Chachomim explains. Okay? And the word Moreh reminds us of the Torah. Lehorot. It's from the same root. That's what Sifsei Chachomim explains. What means in other words, Avraham Avinu comes into Eretz Israel. Anybody else who comes into Eretz Israel sees a city, sees mountains, sees plains, sees plants, whatever he sees. People. Avraham Avinu has a different ability to see. Hashem opens up his eyes to see the future. What is not only true for Avraham Avinu, it's true for all of us. We have the capacity for prophecy. We have to be on the level to deserve it, but we have the capacity. What other nations don't. There was one Novi, one prophet that was non-Jewish, Bilam, and he also said prophecy for our sake. Okay? So prophecy is unique to Klal Israel, and obviously prophecy is a vision. Chazon. Right? So we see that a different being is created here. A being with chazon, with the ability to see the future. Later on, when we go to Perek Tet Zayin in Lech Lecha, we'll see it again. Perek Tet Zayin starts in this way. Achar hadvarim ha'ele, after these things, haya dvar Hashem el Avram b'machazeh. Hashem shows Avraham a vision, and as we know, in this vision, Hashem showed him future history. He showed him the exile in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and he showed him all other four exiles, and he showed him also how it will end up with the coming of Mashiach. What will be the rest of mankind's history. So, Avraham sees. And this level is given to him after Lech Lecha. Meaning Avraham invests and Hashem responds. And the response is a different ability to see. A higher level of ability another level of vision. Okay, higher level of vision. Okay, what comes right after? Right after we are told, it's right after Abraham came to the Eretz Israel, Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz, there is a famine. Very nice welcome. Right? Hashem told him, leave everything behind, and I'll give you children, a famous name, and a blessing. And he comes to the land of Israel, and he faces a famine. And obviously it's another test. And Avraham Avinu, no questions, goes down to Mitzrayim, elevates himself even more. And in Mitzrayim, things are not easy as well. The story of Sarah being taken to Paro, obviously it's not easy. Right after it, if this is not enough, there is an argument with Lot. And as a result of it, Avraham and Lot separate. What Meforshim say, in a way, Avraham was happy about it, because originally Hashem told him to leave all of his family behind. But Lot was insistent to come with him, but it was not easy. After all, he's his nephew, and to see the circumstances of the division, obviously was not easy for Avraham Avinu. Okay. Right after Lot left him, we have again the concept of vision, ability to see, sight. Let's look at Posuk Yudalet. Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Yudalet. It's right after the separation from Lot. And the Posuk itself says this. Says so. Vehashem amar el Avram, Hashem told Avram, Acharei pared Lot meimo. After Lot separated with him. Because as long as Lot was with him, he was an obstacle for a revelation to Avraham. He affected the environment and it was not possible. So what does Hashem tell him? Sana einecha ure'e min ha-makom asher ata sham tzafona vanegba vakedma vayama. Lift up your eyes and see from the place that you are at to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. What will you see? Ki et kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'e lecha etnena ulezaracha ad olam. This old land, all of the land that you will see with your eyes, I'll give to you and to your children forever. Ve'samti et zaracha ke'asar ha'aretz, I'll multiply your children and they'll be like the dust of the earth. If people will be able to count the dust of the earth, they'll be able to count your children. And then Hashem tells him, kum italech ba'aretz, rise and walk through the land, length and breadth of the land, ki lecha etnena, because I'll give it to you. Let's look into this psukim. Hashem tells him, lift up your eyes and look. Obviously, lift up your eyes is not necessary. If we say, look, obviously you have to lift up your eyes. How could you see with eyes that are not open? Let's go further. Min ha-makom asher ata sham, from the place that you are at. If Hashem wants him to see from another place, he has to tell him. But if he wants him to see from the place that he is, that's obvious. Why does he have to say it? And he tells him to look at four directions because he's going to give the land to him and to his children. Nothing new here. When Hashem told him, lech lecha, right? I'm sorry, after, in Posuk Zayin, Hashem tells him already, lezaracha eten et haaretz hazot. It's written before. I'll give to your children this land. Right? But if you are careful, there is an addition here. Ad olam, forever. And that's the key for why is it written again. We'll have to explain it. Okay? And he tells him that his children will multiply, fine. And then there is another saying. Arise and walk through the land because I'll give it to you. What is this all about? What I'm going to explain is a combination of the Kli Yakar and the Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah himself says, I saw something like it in the Kli Yakar. So this referred me there. And what I'm saying is the combination of the two. Of course, he's not just repeating the Kli Yakar, he's adding something to it. He says something very beautiful. First, he says what we said before. He says that the ability to see depends on the level of the human being. The body, the physical, is a barrier for seeing Hashem. Ki lo yireni adam v'chai, as we know. A human being cannot see Hashem and remain alive, because he has a barrier. And the barrier is the body. Still, if there is a way to see Hashem even in a body. And he doesn't say it, but it must be so. Because otherwise, why did Hashem create men? To start with, angels see Hashem with much more clarity than we see, because they don't have a body that blocks them. But they are not the purpose, we are the purpose. It must be, if we can become, as we are told, greater than angels, that we have the ability to see it. So what will enable us to see it? So the Meshech Chochma brings such a beautiful example. He says as follows. Let's say there are things we don't see. Bacteria. We don't see. What's going on inside the cell in our body. We do not see. But we can see it. What we need is a microscope. If we have a microscope, we'll be able to see it. So he says, when a human being is born, and his body and soul, yes, the body prevents him, at least after the sin of first man. This was not the case before the sin. But after the sin of first man, when a human being is born, including a Jew, and a Jew with great potential, he has no ability to see Hashem the way the angels see him. But Hashem granted us a microscope. And this microscope can make us see more than the angels. And this microscope is obviously Torah. Torah is the microscope. And Avraham Avinu, in his quest of Hashem, saw the world and figured out what Torah is. Istakel be'alma uvara, istakel be'roit avara alma. You can from the building see the plan as you can see the plan and figure out how the building will look. So he saw the building and figured out the plan and kept Torah fully and completely. Sanctified his physical to that extent that he had the ability to see. To see what we don't. A, to see Hashem as we saw before, this was even prior to this point. And now he's given the ability to see more. Hashem opens up his eyes based on what we invested between the previous time and now, and he will see now more. What will he see? He is going to see that the land of Israel belongs to him. Right? That's what Hashem tells him. Look, all directions, this land will be yours. What's the big deal? If we want to understand what's the big deal, we have to go back to Posuk Zion. There is a part in Posuk Zion that we did not refer to yet. It's written, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem ad Elon Moreh. Avram came to Shechem, and then there is an addition. Yud Beis. Yud Beis, Posuk Zion. Posuk Vav, I'm sorry. And there is an addition, Ve'aknaani az ba'aretz. The Knaanites were then in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we told about it? Says Rashi, Ve'aknaani az ba'aretz, haya olech ve'kovesh et Eretz Yisrael mizaro shel Shechem. At that time that Avram came into Eretz Israel, the Knaanim conquered, were in the middle of a process of conquering the land of Israel from the children of Shem. Rashi says, שבחלקו של Shem נפלה כשחילק נוח את הארץ לבניו. ונוח divided earth between his three sons, Eretz Israel was given to Shem, and שנאמר, the proof for it is, ומלכי צדק מלך שלם. Malki Tzedek was the king of Jerusalem. Malki Tzedek was Shem, the son of Noach. And now the Knaanim are in a process of conquering the land from the children of Shem. Now, Avraham is a descendant of Shem. Avraham comes into Eretz Israel, Hashem tells him, that's the land I'm going to give you, and what does he see? It's not giving to me. It's giving to the Knaanim. What is it all about? Says the Meshech Chochma, back to our Posuk Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Yud Aleph. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, after he separated from Lot, lift up your eyes and see. You have to see in a different way, not on the physical level now. And the Kli Yakar and the Meshech Chochma explain it the same way. What you are given to see is something that other people might not see now. Hashem lets him see what can be seen from the place that he is at the moment. The place that he is at the moment is Beit Kel, the house of Hashem. It's a city close to Yerushalayim, and the Meshech Chochmah proves from different sources that the Kedusha of Beit HaMikdash comes till this place, till Beit Kel. So basically, Avraham Avinu is like standing in the place where Hashem reveals himself in the most obvious way to human being, makes available what could be available to the human beings in the most intense way. That's where Avraham Avinu is at the moment. Meaning Hashem tells him, look to the spiritual aspect of Eretz Yisrael. There is Yerushalayim shel Mata, there is Eretz Yisrael that we see stones and wood, and there is Yerushalayim shel Mala. There is a Kedusha, there is holiness, there is spiritual potential in Eretz Yisrael, as described in the Torah, Enei Hashem Elokech Haba, the eyes of Hashem are, so to speak, focused on Eretz Yisrael, right? So to speak, Hashem sees this place, right, in a different way, and you look at this. This part of Eretz Yisrael, says the Meshech Chochma, ki et kol ha'aretz asher ata ro'e by lifting your eyes, all the land that you see, when you don't look on the physical, but when you look on the spiritual, I'm giving to you and to your children forever. What means that we today, standing at the Kotel, going to Eretz Yisrael, feel and have exposure to Kedusha, to holiness, in a way that we cannot have outside of the land of Israel. From Avraham Avinu, we have the ability to feel it, in a way that a non-Jew cannot. Hashem is there for us, and this is forever. The Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, but Eretz Yisrael has a presence of Hashem till today. Of course, to what extent will we see it depends to what's the state of our physicality, how sanctified it is. There is, I don't remember which of the Talmidei of Baal Shem came to Eretz Yisrael and was very disappointed in the beginning. He anticipated to see more. There is a letter of his saying it, right? And after a few months of very hard work, he came to what he wanted to see. And then he was happy. Meaning, it's endless, obviously, right? And it depends on how much we prepare ourselves. But that's given to us forever. Then Hashem tells him, rise and walk through the land. Walking through the land is creating a kinyan. It's a way of acquisition. Now we speak about the physical land. This I'll give to you, but it's not written forever, ad olam. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't have it. Now, if we think about it, Avraham Avinu is given the ability to see reality the way it is. That's basically the level of seeing reality of first man. We said it in the test, I'll explain it briefly. When we see a tree, we see physicality. We see a human being, we see physicality. We do not see the soul on our level, most of us. Right? Avraham Avinu was on the level. Now, we know that there is a soul. We believe that there is a soul, but we have to be made aware that there is a soul. We can feel the soul, we can see it, right? Quotes and quotes, of course not with physical eyes, more and more, depends on our level. But we have to put effort in order to see it. And the more effort we put, the more we see that we are really a soul and not just a body. Okay? By Avraham Avinu at that stage, it was like by Odom HaRishon before the Chet. His existence was identical to his soul. That's how he experienced himself. He experienced himself as a soul. He had to put effort in order to realize that he has a body. Meaning, in other words, when Avraham Avinu needed to eat, he had to make a conscious decision. Being that I'm alive, I need to eat, otherwise I'll die. The earth that we have for food, he didn't have. We tell ourselves, it's time to give tzedakah, I need to give tzedakah. I don't have to tell myself, buy yourself something. I feel it naturally that I want it and I need it, right? But I'm telling myself, you need to give tzedakah, you need to daven. By Avraham Avinu, this became the reality that was natural, the physically had to be reminded of. basically he saw the true picture. That the pic- this is the picture that we are encouraged to see on Shabbos. That's the purpose of Shabbos. To give us, to bring us closer to viewing reality as a spiritual reality and understand that physicality is just a tool. And obviously it's a lifetime job, and wherever we get as long as we work, right? But Avram came to the ultimate level of seeing Ruchnias as the reality. Okay, to him, Ruchnias was the reality. Physicality was something he had to remind himself of. I'll tell just one small story to make it more real. It's the story I told you already, but it's illustrating the point very well, so you'll forgive me. There is a story about somebody who came to his Rov and said he wants a way of atonement, a correction, a tikkun for something wrong that he did. He asked him, what did you do? He said, I did not bench last night after I ate supper. So the Rov told him, go home and look on your kitchen table. He came home and he saw that the food was there. So, obviously, people said, this Rov is Ruach HaKodesh. And the rumor came to the Rov. So he said, it's not Ruach HaKodesh at all. I just know this person. Some people bench in order to eat. He eats in order to bench. If he did not bench, he did not eat. Okay? That's a different reality of life. Right? And obviously, that's not yet the ultimate. Avraham Avinu was on the ultimate level in this direction. Spirituality was his reality. Physicality was something he had to take care of. So, this person lacked the brache. So he thought he didn't eat. The food, the fact that he didn't eat, didn't even occur to him. He didn't eat, but he wasn't hungry. He was hungry for a brache. Okay? So, that's another place where we are told how Avraham Avinu saw the reality. Let's go further. If we go to the beginning of Perek Tetzayin, Tetvav, I'm sorry, Perek Tetvav. We read it before, but I want to see it closer and understand something else about it. It starts with, Achar hadvarim ha'ele, after these things, Hayad v'Hashem el Avram b'machazeh. Hashem revealed himself to Avram with a vision. What are those things that we are talking about? Achar hadvarim ha'ele, after these things. If it's after what's written before, that's obvious. Why would the Torah have to say it? So I'm not going into all the explanations. I'm bringing the explanation of the Meshech Chochmah. He says, what's written before? If you look, it's the war between the four and the five kings. Right? So after this war, Hashem reveals himself to Avraham b'machazeh. Why do we connect the two stories? Why would the Torah say, achar hadvarim ha'ele? Says the Meshech Chochmah something amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu the land. Now he's going to speak to him about goles, exile, and all the difficulties that his children will go through till Mashiach will come. And Avraham Avinu chose exile rather than Gehenim in this vision. Right? So, it's all about difficulties. The Torah says later on it was dark, it was difficult, right? Eimav ha'chashecha gdola nofelet alav, sunset, right? Difficult times are revealed to Avraham Avinu now. But Avraham gains another level of sight through the connection between the two stories. What is it about? Avraham Avinu just fought in order to release Lot from captivity. Lot dwelled in Sodom. Sodom was conquered by four very mighty empires, and among the captives was Lot. So he goes for a war against the five nations that captured Sodom and Lot, and he wins. And he wins in a very miraculous way. What happens is that the king of Sodom is in quicksand. Really, he wins the war, that's the first thing. And after the war, another miracle happens. The king of Sodom is in quicksand, and when Avraham Avinu passes by, miraculously is coming out of the quicksand. So we have many miracles here. Avraham, according to one opinion, the 318 people, and according to others, just he and Eliezer. So it's four empires. It's a miracle of Hanukkah times four, right? Wins the war and then brings everybody and everything back to Sodom. They get all their people back, all their money back, because Avram doesn't want anything for himself. And the king of Sodom is saved miraculously. If you look at it, would you say that there is any danger that Sodom faces? See, Hashem is acting towards them with open miracles. They are very wicked. Open miracles happen. Great reality. What comes next? The destruction of Sodom. So Hashem makes this connection for Avraham Avinu. Before he tells him, or the Torah makes it for us, right, by saying it in this way, before speaking about our golus. We look at difficult times, all we see is difficulty. Hashem gives us, Jewish people, the inner strength to look beyond it. Via Avraham Avinu. The ability of Avraham to choose exile is an indication of a sight of a different level. What's your focal point? Your relationship with Hashem or the moment on the physical level? Avraham Avinu had the strength, the ability to look at the spiritual level and gave it to us as well. So it's another level of developing the sight of Avraham Avinu. Now, later on, Avraham Avinu has to bury Sarah. Hashem just gave him the land. How much does he pay for this small little piece of land? And we are here 2,000 years later, and this piece of land and the other piece of land, Shechem, the burial place of Yosef, the only two places besides Beis and Beis Hamikdash the third, that we paid really, really big money for, way beyond what it's worth, we have no access to them. Right? So obviously, Hashem gave us, through Avraham Avinu, the ability to see what happens now, but to see at the same time what will happen later and what's the meaning of it. What does it mean on the spiritual level? And this gives us the koach, the strength, to go through those difficulties. But, I hope we'll finish on time. There is one more thing that Hashem shows Avraham Avinu here, and this is the famous story when Hashem tells him about his children, and Avraham Avinu says, the fact that he will have children, and Avraham Avinu says, no, I'm sorry, Hashem tells him, don't worry about what happened in the war, let's come there. It's Perek Tetzvav, just a few psukim after. Okay? Hashem tells Avraham, posuk Aleph, let's start, okay? Hashem tells him, Al tira Avram, don't be afraid of Rom. Anochi magen lach, I'll protect you. Scharcha harbe meod. You'll get a lot of reward. So Avraham Avinu says, what's the point of having reward? To whom will I give it? I don't have children to give it to. So Hashem is written in Posuk Hei, took him outside, and he told him again, look, towards the heavens, count the stars. If you'll be able to count them, that's how your children will be, uncountable. Why didn't Hashem just say, you will have children? I told you you'll have children. What is the, he took him out and told him, look. So Rashi says, a famous Rashi, Avraham Avinu saw in astrology that he cannot have children. And it's true, in terms of the constellation, at the time that he was born, he was not destined to have children. And Avraham Avinu knew to interpret it right, in the right way, rightfully. So Hashem took him above the stars, Rashi says. And he told him, look, because Abet is from above down. Look and see, you are above the stars. Meaning, Hashem shows Avraham Avinu that Klal Yisrael is a Klal. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. We are not speaking now about an individual. Have nothing to do with the laws of nature. Our reality, our relationship to Hashem, is not bound to the laws of nature, and the impossible is possible for us. Today, we don't have to be a believer to see it. We see it. Just look at our history, the fact that we are here. At the time of Avraham Avinu, he gained this sight through hard work and effort. Now, we up till now showed everything Hashem opened up the eyes of Avraham to see. I want to show how Avraham, in his way of seeing reality, brought upon himself the blessings of sight that Hashem gave him. And that's true for us too. To the extent that we take away the blockage, that we work on seeing reality in the proper way, to that extent Hashem will open up our eyes to see what other people cannot. And in every generation we have people who see what other people don't. There was no Jewish generation without great people who were able to see what other people cannot see. That for them spirituality was the reality and not physicality. So let's see a few examples. The war wisdom. The end of Perek Yud Daled. Okay? After Avram brought back all the people and the money from the war, he meets the king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom is very kind. He tells him, Ten li hanefesh, give me the people, והרכוש קח לך, and you can take the money for yourself, as if it's his now, right? He is the boss, right? He's almost dead. Avram Avinu saves him, but that's Sodom. Okay, what does Avram say? I swear, in the name of Hashem, who is Koneh Shamayim Va'aretz, that I won't take even a shoelace from you. So you won't say that you made me rich. This is the vision of Avram, how he sees reality on his side. He got everything. For Avraham Avinu, money is not what money is for most people. For Avraham Avinu, money is more outreach. More outreach? Opening up his home even more, inviting more people, doing more. You can't do without money. Money is a tool for outreach. So now, he got it bedin. He got it, you know, because he brought it back from war. It belongs to him. And the king of Sodom tells him, have it. Maybe something in the tone of the king of Sodom indicated that that's not the right thing to do. But Avraham Avinu knows, if I will take the money from him, even though I brought it from the war, the king of Sodom will feel he gave it to me. See how he says it. And Hashem told me, Vavarechecha. What's the record so far? In the beginning there was a famine, but when he came back from Egypt, he had already rechush. Right? So he doesn't need this money from him. And he's not fooled by good intentions. You can use it properly. There is here an opportunity to bring Hashem into the picture. Avraham Avinu is in this reality. This is to him reality. And that's why he says no. Okay? That's one place. Second place. In the vision that Hashem gives Avraham Avinu, in Perek Tetvav, at a certain point it's written, Posuk Yud Bet, Perek Tetvav, Posuk Yud Bet, Vayehi Hashemesh Lavo. Avraham Avinu saw sunset in his vision, what obviously indicates darkness, difficulties. Says the Meshech Chochma, it's the first time in the Torah that the sun is called Shemesh. How was it called up till now? Amaor Gadol. Why so, he says? He says, Shemesh comes from Shamash, a servant. That's Avraham Avinu's view of reality, of the physical reality. In a generation where everybody made the big light into a god, for Avraham Avinu, the real reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is a servant. Okay? And I want to show one more before we conclude. In the story of Brit Milah, the end of Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that he is going to change his name. Okay, it's Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Hei. He tells him to circumcise himself, and he tells him ולא יקרא עוד שמך אברהם, your name will not be Avram anymore, והיה שמך אברהם, your name will become Avraham. Why? כי אז המון גויים נתתיך. Till now you were Av to Aram, Avram. Now you'll become Av to Hamon, Avraham, to a multitude of nations. Now it's very interesting that when Hashem tells Avram Avinu to separate himself from all the nations by circumcision, right, he tells him, you'll become the father of all the nations. So obviously, it means spiritually, I am giving him the responsibility to bring all of mankind to me. Why is it done exactly at the point of Brit Milah? Says the Meshech Chochmah something very beautiful. He says as follows. He says, Avram Avinu is 100 years old. I'm adding details. I'm developing the idea. I said the Meshech Chochmah said, so I have to be just the idea, right? But I'm adding obviously illustrations. So Avram Avinu was 100 years old. He just had a child that he longed for so many years. How old is the child? 8 days. What does he do? He makes him go through a surgery, even though he has no illness. We are so used to it and are so used to celebrate it with a festive meal that we don't feel how against logic this is. Right? This is the ultimate indication for Avram Avinu. The ultimate tool given to Avram Avinu to bring Hashem into the picture. Because it's one thing to teach people that there is a God. There is another level that is much more difficult for people to accept because it's obligating. And this is that Hashem is involved in everyday life. No person who is sane, especially not a philosopher like Avram Avinu, and a person of action and accomplishment like Avram Avinu, will take an 8 days child that was so longed for, and make him go through circumcision if the existence of Hashem won't be the real reality for him. And all of physicality just a tool for it. Okay? I want to conclude with two things. A, an Or HaChaim HaKadosh. In the very beginning, in Pasuk Chet, after Hashem, Zion, I'm sorry, after Hashem appeared to Avram for the first time, with a revelation, as we said, and he gave him the promise that he'll give him the land and he'll give him children, the Torah says, Va'even sham izbeach la'Hashem. He builds an altar. Obviously, he has a koras hatov, he has gratitude. But the Torah adds, la'Hashem anir'e elav. To Hashem who appeared to him. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the happiness of Avram Avinu with the revelation was greater than the happiness with the fact that he promised him children and land. And the Mizbeach was built for this. When a person experiences what Avram Avinu experienced, it's obvious. But obviously, he worked very hard to get there. As the Meshech Chochmah says, in the first posuk in Parashas Lech Lecho, it's written, go, leave everything behind, and go to the land that I will show you. El ha'aretz asher ar'eka. To the land that I'll show you. The word ar'eka in Hebrew can be explained differently too. Go to the land that I will show you to everybody. Meaning, Hashem tells Avram Avinu, give me the opportunity to show what's in your heart, says the Meshech Chochmah, meaning showing your potential to the other nations. The tests are not for Hashem, obviously. He knows the strengths of Avram Avinu. One reason for the tests is to bring the word of Hashem to all nations. Meaning, in other words, when we go all through our personal and national difficulties, and we remain loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to what he does for us, he does something for all the nations. See the loyalty. Obviously, this must be very real. If we are ready to pay this price, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real reality. And that's our mission all through history. We'll continue with it next time in your session.